Shalom. This is Yahya Davidi speaking to you from Bambi, Bit Am Broadcasting, Israel. Yeah, speaking to you from Jerusalem on behalf of Kosher 101.9 radio around the world, which goes out from Carlsbad, New Mexico, USA. We ourselves are centered in Jerusalem. We'll speak to you now about the Lost Ten Tribes being found principally in the West and in the Atlantic Ocean area. They're also to be found in South Africa, in Australia, and New Zealand, and in other parts of the world. But their main body, their main central location of the mass of the Lost Tribes of Israel, are to be found in the West, to the west of the land of Israel, and especially in the Atlantic Ocean area, where that is where they are to be found, and that's where they will be in the end times, according to the Bible. We saw in another talk how Israel, according to Numbers chapter 24, would be in many waves, would rule the waves, be in many waters. He shall be in many waters, his seed shall be in many waters, Numbers 24:7. And his king shall be higher than Agag, in other words, he shall be a world power. In the end times, his kingdom shall be exalted, and he shall pour the water out of his buckets. His seed, his offspring, shall be in many waters. He shall rule the waves, in other words. And this is a sign, an identifying sign of Israelites, of the lost tribes of Israel. They would be found in many waters. We also saw in Isaiah 24 how they would be seafarers, people who go down to the sea who would be seafarers. We saw also in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 8 where it describes the lost ten tribes returning, and it says, "Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a doves to their windows?" It's talking about lost tribes returning, and it says, "Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a doves to their windows?" In other words, it was predicting air travel. People travelling by aeroplanes, coming home by aeroplanes as doves in the sky, flying as a cloud. That is what it says. It says that expressly Isaiah foresaw Israelites returning by aeroplanes. You also in the next verse, chapter 60, verse 9, he goes on and says, "Surely the isle shall wait for me in the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them unto the name of the Lord thy God, unto the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee." That's what he says, that the lost tribes will be coming back, the Israelites will be returning, and their return will be connected with the ships of Tarshish. They will be returning by aeroplane and in the ships of Tarshish. He also says here that the isles shall wait for me, and the lost tribes of Israel are connected with the isles, as we have a whole talk dedicated to this, and you can listen to it. We've gone into this in some detail. This was another characteristic, was the isles. The lost tribes were to be connected with the isles. The lost tribes, as you know, are that portion of Israel, the major portion of Israel, of the Israelite tribes, who lost a knowledge of their identity. Were kept taken captive by the Assyrians, taken away, exiled to different parts of the Assyrian Empire. They lost consciousness of who they were. They lost their remembrance of their ancestry. They no longer recognized themselves as being Israelites. And they became lost, and there was a purpose for this. The divine providence had a reason for this, and they nevertheless had a role in history to fulfill, and that's why they are referred to in Isaiah once again as the servant, as my servant, because they were doing the task that the Almighty had set for them. So here in chapter 60, Isaiah is speaking of lost tribes returning by aeroplanes and returning by ships of Tarshish. He mentions isles connected with the Israelites and also mentions ships of Tarshish. What is Tarshish? What does it mean? In Psalm 72:10, we have linkage between kings of Tarshish and of the isles. There's an Aramaic translation. The Aramaic translation is more of a commentary, was accepted by the rabbis. It's more of a commentary or a paraphrase of the Bible, and the interpretation was accepted by the rabbis as being at a very high level, as something to be that's always worth taking consideration of, and that reveals secrets of things that will come. And there, the kings of Tarshish and of the Isles, it is explained to mean that the kings of Tarshish and the islands in the Oceanus, meant the oceanic sea. Oceanus was a term in Aramaic, possibly borrowed from the Greek or similar to the term used in Greek. It's where we get our word ocean from. And it can be translated as oceanic sea. And according to different commentators such as Aruka Shalem, it referred to the Atlantic Ocean. So here we have a link between Tarshish and the Atlantic Ocean. The Talmud also refers mentions to Tarshish, and it says it means the sea. It means the sea of Africa, off the coast of Africa, and that would mean the Atlantic Ocean as well. That is found in the Talmud, Hulin 91b. Historically, there was a place called Tartessus in the southwest of Spain, close to present-day Gibraltar, and it was very important. It controlled much of the sea traffic going to and fro between the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. At that time, the trade with Britain was very important. The Phoenicians had a monopoly of mining tin in Britain and the British Isles. Tin was vital to the economy of the time, of the Bronze Age. For bronze, you need tin and you need copper. And most tin in use at the time came from Britain, came from Cornwall. A portion of it came from Spain, and some of it came from other places, but most of it came from Britain. Britain was the major supplier. And the Phoenicians had a monopoly on this commodity. The Phoenicians had taken over Tarshish. They took control of Tarshish. Tarshish originally may have been set up by people related to the Greeks, but it was, at all events, it was taken over by the Phoenicians. And they set up their own enterprise there, and they used it as an interpro, as a go-between area between Britain and the Mediterranean area. Where at that time, most people's population distribution of the world was somewhat different than it is now. And the majority of people who were alive in the world at that time, the demographic balance was more to the east, was more around in the Middle Eastern area, Egypt, Mesopotamia, Syria, the area of Israel, even present-day Turkey, all that area, that's where most people of the world were to be found. Whereas Britain and Europe was very sparsely populated, there weren't that many people there. In some areas there were hardly anybody at all. It was forest and swamp, with a few people running around. Some of them had a high level of civilization, and some of them were quite primitive. But at all events, they were not numerous compared to the Middle East, compared to those in the Middle East area. Nor were they especially developed until later. At all events, Tartessus was referred to as Tarshish in Phoenician inscriptions, Tarsis, Tarshish. So Tartessus can be identified with Tarshish. Tartessus, in other words, is another term for Tarshish. This is a term given to Tarshish. There was also a place called Tarsis in southeast Turkey, but that's not the area being usually spoken of as Tarshish in the Bible. Tarshish in the Bible usually refers to Tartessus in Spain. We see in Ezekiel, when Ezekiel speaks of the trade of Tyre with Tarshish, and he refers to the importation of tin from that area. So this is where Tarshish was, and the term Tarshish later became applied, or was apparently applied by extension, to all of the region beyond the Straits of Gibraltar was referred to as Tarshish. And we have something interesting which might interest a lot of people, is that the dollar sign. You have the S and the two strokes in the dollar sign, which represents America. That too is a symbol of Tarshish. Why is it a symbol of Tarshish? Originally, it was part of the coat of arms, and it represented the Straits of Gibraltar. Somehow or other, this coat of arms was applied to coins. that were called dollars, and that is where the USA adopted the dollar sign from. And that's another thing we should talk about at another time, but it's worth remembering. The US dollar is actually a symbol representing Tarshish, representing the Straits of Gibraltar, representing the area, the thoroughfare, the go-between area which connects the Mediterranean Sea with the Atlantic Ocean. And from this area, from the Atlantic Ocean, is where Isaiah prophesied the lost ten tribes would return. He also says, Isaiah also says, the lost tribes will return from the west. They shall lift up their voice. In Isaiah 24:14, they shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. In 24:15, wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. So here too we have fires, and we have the God of Israel being glorified in the isles of the sea. We have a connection between Israel and the isles of the sea, and that one of the characteristics of Israel is the isles of the sea. Isles of the sea in Hebrew can also mean isles of the west. E-Ayam. Yam in Hebrew means both sea and it means west. In Hosea 11:9, he says, I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. He mentions Ephraim expressly. Ephraim is mentioned. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. As he continues in the next verse, 11:10. Hosea, in the book of Hosea, they shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. The children shall tremble from the west, it says. And once again, according to the Aramaic translation, it is referring to the exiles in the end times who will return from the west. In other words, the lost tribes of Israel will be in the west. They shall be returning from the west. They shall be returning in ships and planes from the Tarshish area, from the Atlantic Ocean area. And they shall return from the west, as Hosea says. And he goes on, 11:11, they shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt and as a dove out of the land of Assyria, and I will place them in their houses, says the Lord. 11:12, Ephraim cometh me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit, but Judah yet ruleth with God and is faithful with the saints. In other words, the Jews, Judah, represented by Judah, will be faithful to their religion until the end times. Whereas the same is not said about Ephraim, though in other passages, Ephraim is praised. Isaiah goes in the verse next chapter, verse 12:1, in the book of Hosea, Ephraim feedeth on wind and followeth after the east wind. He dealeth increases lies and desolations. They do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and all is carried into Egypt. Here it says, Ephraim feedeth on wind and followeth after the east wind. The east wind blows from the east to the west. But the so-called east wind comes from the east. It blows in a westerly direction. In other words, Ephraim will be scattered, will be pushed out to the west. Ephraim will be found primarily in the west in the end times. In Hosea 12:2, he says, the Lord also has a controversy with Judah and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings will he recompense him. So here too, Judah will be punished for whatever offenses Judah will be guilty of. Both Judah and Ephraim will be found wanting, and they will have to correct their ways. But the bottom line, as far as we are concerned, is that the lost tribes will be in the west in the end times, primarily in the west, and they will be connected with the Atlantic Ocean area. Isaiah 49:12 says, behold, these shall come from far, and of these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. So too we have a relationship of other areas, the land of Sinim, as we have said in our talk on Isaiah 49. The land of Sinim, it refers to the area of Australia and New Zealand. But here he connects up the lost tribes will return, they will come from far, they shall come from the north and from the west. In other words, they shall come from the northwest when you take the land of Israel as the point of reference. So here we have a few more geographical characteristics. We put them all together. We have the Atlantic Ocean area, we have the west, and we have the northwest. And these are areas where lost twin tribes will be found in the end times, and they will return from these areas. So therefore they must be searched for in these areas. And we have chosen these verses because they tie in with the rest of the evidence. But all of the evidence must be seen as part of a whole. We take a point here, a point there, and put it together with the other proofs, and look at it all as one interlocking, complementary body of proof, of direction, indication of direction as to the locations where the lost twin tribes will be found. And this is what we get. We get a definite location, we get a definite homing in on a definite areas. And these areas are the British Isles, Ireland and Britain, as well as the northern and western coasts of Europe, North America. And other verses tell us the lost tribes will also be found in South Africa and in Australia and New Zealand. This is important, we should take it to heart, and I think it's worth considering. If you want background material to what we've been speaking of, you should go to our website. Our website is www.britam.org. And there you'll find many articles which should please you and should give you more information on what we've been speaking of. If you're interested in this specific subject that we've been speaking of today, on the left-hand side of our website, at the very top, you'll see a link to Biblical Proofs Identifying the Lost 10 Tribes. Click on it and it will take you to several articles giving you more detail and going into to what we've spoken of a bit more thoroughly. Thank you very much. This is Yair David signing off from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. Been speaking to you on behalf of Radio 101.9, Kosher Radio around the world. Thank you very much. Bye.